You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, off and running on a Thursday night slash Friday morning. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. Your overnight oasis, 888-808-1019. The telephone number, 888-808-1019. As we take you up until, of course, 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. Plenty to discuss over these next 5 hours. We get into some baseball with one potential top-of-the-rotation starter off the possibility list for the New York Mets. We'll check in on the New York Yankees, see if they're still breathing. We'll hit on some Jets and Giants stuff because there's a story involving the Jets. Just when you think they're out, they pull you back in. But I think we have to begin with the game that you just heard here on The Fan, the Thursday night game, which... it's nice when you're looking forward to a game and it actually lives up to the advanced billing. And I think in this case, between the Seahawks and Rams, actually exceeds the advanced billing. Where the Seahawks, down 30-14 in the fourth quarter, rally to beat the Rams in overtime 38-37. And the first initial thought, if you listen to the game, if you watch the game, the Rams have to be absolutely sick with the way they lost that game. And the ramifications of that win for Seattle. Seattle clinches a playoff spot. Now they're the number one seed, at least right now, as we head into week 16. And the way they won this game, look, they made big plays down the stretch. They pulled it out when they needed to. The Rams, at one point, had a win probability of 98.8%. That seems kind of high. So the Rams and Sean McVay have to be absolutely kicking themselves for allowing that game to get away. Seattle didn't do much of anything. Well, both teams really didn't do much of anything in the first half. And the Seahawks really didn't do much of anything for a while. I mean, they got a 55-yard touchdown run and one broken play. And then their comeback started with a punt return for a touchdown. And even after that, down 30-14 in the fourth quarter, Darnold with an absolutely brutal interception. But back they come. They get a touchdown and a very controversial two-point conversion. And they just keep coming back from that point. Score 14 points in the fourth quarter to tie it up, including a two-point conversion, which had to get reviewed. We'll get more into that in a second. And then in overtime, the Rams get a touchdown. I didn't realize it was their first possession because the possession was lasting for so long, but get Puka Nacua on a 41-yard touchdown. So now they got a lead. They just have to get one stop, basically, and put the game away, put a playoff spot away, and move closer to the number one seed in the NFC. And back come the Seahawks. Touchdown, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and another two-point conversion. So just an absolutely wild win for the Seahawks. I thought it was cute they put up on SportsCenter. They clinch a playoff spot for the first time since 2022. I'm sure Jet fans are happy. Oh, 2022. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2022. And that was one of my first thoughts. Could you imagine you didn't know what football was? You came from another planet. You came from another country. And this is the first game that you got to see. And then this weekend, you'll watch the Jets and Giants. That is not the same sport. That is not the same sport. What the Rams and Seahawks play tonight, that is not what the Jets and Giants are playing on a week-in, week-out basis. But that two-point conversion that was a key part of this. Now, if you didn't see the game, you were just listening to the game, the Seahawks get the touchdown from Shaheed on the punt return. That makes it a 30-22 game. They get the ball back. They get another touchdown on a pass from Sam Darnold, who really came up big in the fourth quarter, where it looked like, I'm sure there's a bunch of tweets, because until that fourth quarter, it was a rough night for Sam Darnold. Especially even early on in that fourth quarter with the interception that he threw, I think it was a defensive lineman. I was in the car, but he basically threw the ball to the guy's stomach. was not exactly an athletic play that he was stretching out and picking it off. But the Seahawks get another touchdown. They decide to go for two there because they want to tie up the game. They throw a pass to the sideline. It gets deflected. It falls to the ground. Nothing really happens. Eventually, it was, I think it was Charbonnet, who the ball's just kind of rolling around. It rolls into the end zone, and he just kind of puts his hand on it. But you don't really think anything about it. I don't know what the broadcast was doing on the TV, but on the radio, they were already moving on to the kickoff down two. And whether or not they had with what, I think it was like 5 minutes to go or something like that, can they get the ball back and they get a field goal to win it? And then all of a sudden you hear that there's a review. And the review took a long time. And my thing on reviews is, why did we bring instant replay into it? What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to fix the egregious blown call. The idea, it was never sold to us that, hey, with instant replay, we're going to get 100% of the calls right 100% of the time. It's to fix the egregious call. And I got to be honest with you, I've watched it a couple of times since then. It was not an egregious call. And I would say, even watching it a couple more times, I don't even think that it was a lateral pass. It seemed like it was a forward pass. So imagine being the Seahawks. The play, none of the play. This is not the type of thing where the play happened and people the players thought, oh boy, that's a lateral dive on the ball. No. The ball was just rolling around on the ground, and Charbonnet, it almost seemed like he was just picking it up to toss it to the ref. It wasn't like he thought that it was going to be a two-point conversion. Nobody did on the field. Nobody reacted that way. And to overturn that call and the ramifications of that call moving forward. Again, I'm watching it right now. It gets deflected in the line by, I think, a line. Oh, was that Verse? Okay. It almost gets picked off. That seemed to me to be a forward pass. It did not seem to be a lateral at all. But they looked at it, even though the teams were getting ready to basically kick off the next possession, and they overturned that call. So already a week where Puka Nacua was not happy with the officials and actually tweeted out something after the game. And as fast as he ran into the end zone on that 41-yard touchdown in overtime, he must have ran to his phone just as quickly if it was him tweeting it out. He has since deleted it. But he put up something about,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In reference to the fact that the officials just call things to so that they can be on TV, I don't know that that's necessarily why they called that play, and I'm sure it was the oversight of replay that called to the officials, because again, it did not seem like anybody on the field thought that that was going to be a two-point conversion on a lateral pass or anything. But look, you make your breaks, and think about what that means moving forward. Seahawks, now again, we still got a couple of weeks to go. Maybe the Seahawks blow it, but right now they're the number one seed, and as wide open as things are in the NFL, in the NFC, all of a sudden, they're sitting pretty, and it really impacts the Rams. Now, I guess what would the Rams would be the 5 seed? Would they play the 4? I guess that would be kind of Tampa Bay, so it's not an impossibility. But that's another playoff game you got to play, right? The Rams as a number one seed would get the first round bye. So a huge call, a huge overturn call. The one good thing is the second 2-point conversion. The Seahawks go for the win in overtime after getting the touchdown by JSN. Luckily, the fact that they converted it, we will not have a series of calls this week saying that that was the wrong call. Because you know what would happen? If for whatever reason, the Seahawks, and I think it was the right call at the time, right? Go for the win, right? You got the ball, you're 2 yards away from winning the game, clinching a playoff spot and moving into position for the number one seed. I'd rather have the ball in my hands rather than tying the game and giving the ball back to Matt Stafford, who absolutely tore up the Seahawks defense. Threw for 457 yards. Puka Nacua had 225 yards receiving. So I thought it was the right call in the moment. It was a gutsy call, but I thought it was the right call in the moment. But you know that the reaction to going for 2-point conversions a lot of times is based on after the fact. And if the Seahawks had went for two, went for the win, even though they were at home, went for the win, and they did not get that 2-point conversion, all you would have heard all day today, all day tomorrow, what would the Seahawks going? What were they thinking? Well, they were thinking they were trying to win the game. Nah, you can't do it in that spot. You just got a big touchdown to tie up the game. Play it out. There's 3 minutes left in overtime. You might be forced. Nah, you're better off. Wait, don't go for two. People really hate twos when they don't get it. It's a really good system. Like when you don't get the two, you just complain about the team going for two. But luckily, the Seahawks got the two. They get the win and an incredible Thursday night football game. I'm not going to say it makes up for all the bad Thursday night football games we've gotten over the years, but that was a sensational football game. And look, this year, you know, with the Chiefs being out of it and being eliminated, I guess you could still say, you know, the Eagles are the defending champions. So I guess the defense, you got to, the old Ric Flair, you got to beat the man to be the man, or be the man to beat the man, whatever it is. He's not the only one who has memory problems. I do too. If this is any indication of what the NFL playoffs would look like, man, this was a sensational game. Plenty of offense, big plays left and right. 1,000 plays that kind of you thought, oh boy, that's going to be important. They were all kind of important and went right down to the wire. So an absolutely phenomenal Thursday night football game to kick off week number 16.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.